happened to be in St. Louis, Missouri at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum. And look who I ran into, Lynn Heckler from PSCU. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How's the conference going for you so far?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's our conference.
Yeah. A little biased, but that's okay.
It's our show. It's the best show on earth.
You got it. You got it. I mean, you guys had some incredible speakers this morning. Nick Saban, Guy Kawasaki. I mean,
amazing.
You're hitting it out of the park just right there.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I think so, too.
And then the big announcement.
Yeah.
Lumen.
Digital.
Goodness.
Lumen Digital.
So. You want to tell us about that a little bit from a recruiting standpoint? Do you want to talk about that type of thing?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So we actually have recruited what I think is some of the top talent in the greater San Ramon area, top tech talent to work on this online banking platform. Mm-hmm. We are super excited about it. And many members of our team, I think 9 or 10 members of our team, from Lumen Digital are here, so hopefully you get to chat with them a little bit. It's been going on for quite a while, actually. We built out the office space last year, just kind of kept it a little bit on the QT, and now we're very excited to be public with it.
Hey, it's been very stealthy about this, but rightfully so.
Yeah.
So now the big announcement, and you guys are, oh my gosh, all guns a-blazing. Here you go. It's pretty cool.
We are rocking and rolling out there.
I think so.
And hopefully not literally, because that's earthquake country.
That's right.
So let's not rock and roll too much with the ground. Hey, let's talk about also how can credit unions prepare their workforce for changes occurring in the digital landscape? Because there's this digital revolution going on with every credit union now. Everyone's on the digital journey and stuff. So how do they handle this from an employee standpoint?
So absolutely. Digital transformation is upon us. And even if you're in a smaller organization, a smaller credit union, we really need to be thinking about how do you access this digital talent? There's a tremendous demand for it, whether you need to access it large scale or small scale. And so one way to do it is to partner with folks that have built the tools and the technology, as PSCU is doing. But another way to go about it is really to start thinking about and recruiting for digital talent before you're going to need it.
Okay.
Because I will tell you from a firsthand experience, when you need it, it is difficult to find. You know, the truly talented people right now, it is an employee-driven market.
Mm-hmm.
So war on talent, employers are competing for the same folks. We've been lucky enough to be able to attract some great folks, but there were a couple of deals that we lost. You know, we just weren't able to secure the candidate that we wanted, but for the most part, we've been able to bring them on. So my advice is really think about how you're going to access digital talent before you need it, because the reality is you're probably going to need it soon.
Yeah, so that requires a little forecasting, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Talking with the IT department and all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. And looking down the line at certain technologies coming down the...
And partnering with outside tech recruiting firms and really researching and understanding your market,
mm-hmm.
knowing where you can find digital talent, because they're very, very much in demand right now.
Indeed. Hey, you talked about the war for talent. Thank you very much for talking about that. I mean, Filene has a whole big thing about the war for talent
absolutely.
As well. So how can organizations match the consumer experience for their employees? Because we're all trying to live up to the Amazon or the Uberization of everything. So how do we match that with an employee coming into work somewhere? It's like, we're kind of accustomed, we're almost spoiled now.
Right, well, that's a great question. And I think we really miss the mark if we're not thinking about the employee experience, very similar to how we think about a consumer experience or member experience in the credit union, because they have these enhanced and frictionless experiences in other aspects of their life, from, you know, now they're ordering groceries online and having them delivered within a couple of hours to their
You can do it from your car.
Right. So if they're still filling out paper employment applications and, you know, having to go through all kinds of manual processes in their workspace, you're really not creating the consumer-driven, you know, employee experience that you can be. So, you know, time to invest in online portals, HR systems that are automated. If you're still doing things manually, it's going to be hard to attract digital talent, because they're looking at you from their very first interaction. You know, literally, how do I apply for a job with this credit union. If you're asking people to fax or submit a hard copy resume, that's probably a signal.
What's a fax?
Right.
What?
I know. I don't even know that we have fax machines at PSCU anymore. I'm not sure. So really just thinking about the employee experience from the moment an applicant touches your credit union through the life cycle of the employee and how easy it is for them to do business with you as an employer.
Yeah, that's a first impression type of thing, right?
Definitely. And then when you have them on board, really doing things to measure engagement, to increase engagement, those are the types of things that we're focused on to try to create an ever-evolving and better employee experience, not just to attract, but also to retain.
Mm-hmm. My, how times have changed. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
typing out the resume on a typewriter.
Yeah,
oh, my
seriously.
Gosh. And like, oh, that doesn't look right.
I know.
The whole formatting of it.
True.
Oh, my gosh. All right, hey, let's talk about diversity and inclusion, something near and dear to your heart and mine as well. So why are credit unions so ahead of the – they're kind of ahead of the game in this area. So why is that?
So I know we've talked about the numbers a little bit before, but as an industry as a whole, credit unions are statistically a bit ahead of the game because we have a large number of female CEOs of credit unions. But we know when we dig down just a little bit – it's really the CEOs of the smaller credit unions that primarily have a good percentage of female CEOs. When we get into the larger credit unions, we look just like the rest of corporate America. You know, very small percentage of board seats held by women, very small percentage of CEO roles held by women, and people of color, and, you know, all aspects of diversity. So I think the reason we appear to be ahead as an industry is because we have all these smaller credit unions that are helping our numbers. I also think that credit unions by nature, we're a cooperative, people helping people type of philosophy in this industry. And I think by the nature of who we are, it really lends itself to diversity. But diversity and inclusion is a global conversation right now. It is on the national agenda, somewhat driven by the Me Too movement and the other things that have happened in the past 12 months. But truly, we need to think about it as our way of doing business going forward. That if we have diverse boards and we have diverse leadership teams, we're going to achieve better business outcomes.
No doubt.
That's really the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So Guy Kawasaki said today at our leadership breakfast, it's really about competence. You know, he used the example, Steve Jobs doesn't care what your packaging is, right? All he cares about is competence, and that's really all we should care about.
Yeah, I agree. So. I totally agree. And Soledad O'Brien's going to be here tomorrow for a breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure she's going to be touching on this as well.
Yeah, so our Women's Leadership Breakfast tomorrow, we have Soledad O'Brien speaking. I think we still have a little bit of room. And then she's going to close us out as the keynote speaker. Okay. But really focusing in that morning session on her lens as being a woman of color in a male-dominated industry. So,
and she's done some amazing things.
She truly
has. even since she's left Today Show,
yeah.
I looked up her bio and she's got this really cool media company. And oh my gosh, she's like
very impressive,
hitting it out of the park.
I had one phone call where she's also incredibly down to earth.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a mom and a.
So. All right. Well, I look forward to talking to her tomorrow as well, and can't wait for that breakfast tomorrow morning too.
Good
stuff. Lynn, anything else to wrap up?
No. Looking forward to the rest of the show. It's I'm not sure if you heard, but we're sold out.
I heard that.
Record attendance, biggest attendance ever here.
Congratulations.
At PSCU's member forum, and looking forward to the rest of it.
Yeah, when the Lumen session got out, the first one, I mean, it was wall-to-wall people in here. It was packed.
They
so.
Were sold out.
Wow.
Sold out.
Good for you guys. Yeah. Well, that just shows what good content you guys are providing. So good stuff. Lynn?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great.